pause it real quick. If the man identifies as a woman, but then says he's gay, doesn't that mean he's technically straight because he's now a woman, and women who like men are technically straight, and so he's a straight man? Wait. Micah, help me out with this. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we're going to be reacting to a gay trans woman, I think. I don't know. Check it out.
Trans rights! I am a nut Muppet, darling. I am a Muppet. I am a Muppet. I'm a trans Muppet.
Pause it real quick. I mean, are we going to disagree? Like, so far, it's right. I'm not going to lie. Sorry, go ahead.
Trans rights are human rights. Trans rights are human rights, darling. I stand for myself. Trans rights are human rights. Gay is not an insult. Trans rights. Don't you fucking come at me for being gay, bitch. I am trans. I'm proud. Why are you hiding your face? Don't hide your face. Come on, get on camera, bitch. Are human rights.
Let's pause it real quick. If the man identifies as a woman, but then says he's gay, doesn't that mean he's technically straight because he's now a woman, and women who like men are technically straight, and so he's a straight man? Wait. Micah, help me out with this. I got it. He's a straight woman who is a biological man. Yeah. Yeah. He said, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, okay, sorry, let's keep watching the video.
Trans rights are human rights. Trans rights. I'm a proud woman. Don't you come
at me.
You walk away. Do you want this on you? Do you want this on you?
Join the song, bitch.
Because you know what? I stand for our rights.
Congratulations! We all learned.
Oh, man. That's a lot, man. How much money would I pay to be in that McDonald's? Probably a lot. Ugh, man, that was good. I wonder how the workers are like. Like, I wonder, like, how do you even work in that environment? How do I, like for me, if I'm in the back, right, and I'm squirting on the ketchup, I'm squirting on the mustard, I'm putting on the onions, and I'm making a McDouble, and I. Oh, what's going on over there? You know, I can't focus on my job. The whole drive-thru is stuck because I can't get food out because I'm wondering what homeboy over here is talking about.
When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic fundamental right? What's happening at big tech companies sets a huge and dangerous precedent for the future. It doesn't matter what your politics are, or who you voted for, or what even you believe, or what side of the political aisle you find yourself on. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, big tech monopolies and social media sites have instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against these big tech monopolies and their control of the internet, we here at RSBN highly recommend ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, they all track it. By building a profile on you and then selling off your sensitive data to people who pay them large amounts of money. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or iPhone or tablet, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, and this makes your activity way more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more important than this is that ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. What I like most about this is how easy it is to use. Look, it just takes one click to protect all of your devices, and that's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Tech Radar. So let's stop allowing big tech companies to revoke you of your right to free speech and let's revoke their right to your data by heading over to expressvpn.com/rsbn. Again, that's expressvpn.com/rsbn. If you head over to that link, you'll get 3 months free, and you'll also be kept safe from these cyber bullies who want your data. Again, that's expressvpn.com/rsbn. Guys, stay safe on the internet, and let's get back to the video.
So, by the way, if you guys are listening, since now Let It Be Heard is on all platforms, on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's on all the podcast platforms. So go check us out if you haven't yet, all over there. If you prefer listening to the show, we're on your platforms. But anyway, for you guys listening, I guess, what you didn't see was that was a man who is portraying himself as a woman. And what's funny about this is that he's like, oh, I'm a proud woman. But he's not acting very ladylike. And also he says, don't come at me just because I'm gay. But hang on. Wait one second. Who thought you were gay? If you're now a woman, if you are really a woman, right, and you look like a woman, which apparently you think you do, right? You put on makeup. You put on the hair. You know, I'm sure you're taking your estrogen, you know. And we all supposed to see you as a woman. Why would anybody come at you for being gay? I thought you were a woman. Are you trying to say that there's a reality? Are you trying to say that there's something different than what you think you are? Are you denying your gender? Are you denying your truth? Huh? Are you being transphobic? I don't know. Micah, these folks are getting very, very clever. I'm telling you. But I just don't understand, like, how you can just make all these claims. I'm a proud woman, but then get offended when somebody's about to come at you and you assume it's because you're gay. But hang on. If you're a woman, unless you're attracted to other women, but that doesn't seem... Nah, homeboy, that boy definitely likes men, bro. But, I mean, look, I'm not going to assume. Look, all I'm saying is... I don't want to picture it. All I'm saying is the hypocrisy is insane. Even if you are mad at somebody coming at you because you're gay, how will we know if you're a woman, how will we know that you like other women? How will we know that you're gay? As a matter of fact, if you're actually a woman, how will we know that you're trans? I mean, for all we know, you're just a woman because you say so, and you were born that way, and that's who you are, and you've always been that way, and you can't control it, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So why are you mad at us? We're just affirming your gender. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is over here. But obviously the Bible says otherwise. The Bible says it's an abomination. It's a shameful for a man to have long hair. It's shameful for a man to put on a dress. It's shameful. Actually, it's an abomination for a man to wear women's clothing. And most of all, the Bible says that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Obviously, Romans 1, read Jude. You can look at 1 Timothy 1, 1 Corinthians 6, Leviticus 18 and 19, really, if you want to do the dress and the... And then, obviously, Jesus in Matthew 24? Don't quote me on that, y'all. Affirmed marriage between a man and a woman, okay? And so I hate to break it to you, buddy, but, like, you know, what would be best for you is obviously for you to repent, first of all, take off the makeup, cut your hair, stop wearing weird dresses, and just be a man. Man up, you know? I mean, you know, I wish we had a camera facing that way. That's what we need to next. Next implementation of this show is going to be an extra camera facing the door. Just to shut up. But anyway, yeah. What would be best for him is to repent, put his full trust. I mean, and we've seen this before, guys. I actually know people who have, they've repented. They were living that sort of lifestyle that we see and hear in this video. And they turned, right? They turned like the men of Nineveh did. Jesus says that, that he defined repentance, Jesus did, as the preaching of Jonah back in Nineveh, the men of Nineveh. You guys don't know about this. Jonah went to go preach to the land of Nineveh. And the men of Nineveh, they were terrible people. They were like worse than like the Romans. They were worse than anybody. They were just terrible, right? And Jonah hated them so much that he refused to go. You guys know the story of Jonah, but Jonah didn't want to go preach repentance to these dudes, because he knew that if they heard the message of God and that they repented, God will forgive him. Jonah didn't like him that much. He's like, nah, I'm not gonna go preach these people. God, you're too kind. You're too graceful, right? And then he preached to them, and we know what they did. The Bible actually says that they turned from their wicked way, and God saw their works and relented the harm that was going to be done to them. So God changed his mind based on their works, based on their repentance, based on them turning away from their wicked way. And sir, there's forgiveness, there's grace, and there's mercy for those who turn from their wicked way, from their abominations, from their shameful acts, according to Romans 1. However, if you don't, sir, there's fire and there's punishment. There's God's wrath waiting on you. But until then, sir, you have time. God is actually being merciful upon you by giving you time not to strike you down, not to kill you. You know what I'm saying? He's sending people into your life. I'm sure he's revealed himself in creation. You know what you're doing is wrong based on your own conscience. We know this. And my friend, there's still time for you to repent. Anyone else who's watching this that may disagree, there's still time. And the word of God has not returned void. So I pray that the word of God will seep into you, that seeds will be planted, and that they will sprout, and that you'll bear much fruit. That's what we pray for everybody who watches this channel. But again, there's also condemnation to those who do not believe Jesus, according to John 3. Me and Michael were talking about this earlier, but everybody loves John 3:16, but they don't like John 3:17, 18, 19, and 20. So, but there's light, of course. God loved the world that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. But those who don't are condemned already, my friends. So my friends, you don't have to be condemned anymore. You don't have to sin anymore. Be set free by Jesus. According to John 8, he can set you free from all that. Thank you guys for watching this video. Thank you guys for sitting down and listening to my preaching. That's my favorite thing to do. God bless you guys, and have a good rest of your week. Stay safe. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button if you're on Rumble. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and like the video. And hey, if you're listening to this, go ahead and hit that 5-star. Rate this podcast. Let me know how it is. Share it to your friends and family. Have a good rest of your week. God bless.